It's now 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. The program, That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. Very excited to have with us again in studio, Frazier Riddell. Right, Frazier, good morning. How are you?
Jim, good morning to you. Yeah. I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for having me in.
Oh, listen, the program you did with us back in December, awesome. We replayed that, I think, twice. And we're gonna have you back on a pretty regular basis. But give us an update. What's been going on in the life of Frazier Riddell?
Oh, since the last time I was here was just before Christmas,
right.
So we were doing Christmas songs,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And really since then it's just been dealing with business, a little bit of under the weather, which I'm sure that your listeners can relate to.
Yes, indeed.
So many people I've talked to have had some kind of cold or flu, mm-hmm. or congestion. I've been dealing with it for about This week, well, I still have it.
So. Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, yeah, but, you know, of course, Frazier, for most of us know Frazier, he's a local musician, singer, songwriter, has small town music up in Canton, and that is an awesome place. I need to get by there again because it's just, the atmosphere, the building and everything. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, do come visit us, and to the listeners, I'll say that last year, for about 20 weeks, we had Saturday afternoon live music.
Right.
Lots of guys come out, and it's just a jam. We set up some drums and PA and bass rig. And we will kick that back in. I'm just not sure when yet.
If the weather breaks.
Yeah, we're waiting on we're going to see what the groundhog, how correct he was.
Yeah.
And such before we really get into that. But, you know, you can always check it out. On Facebook, I do have although I'm really bad at checking it, I have a small town music page on, mm-hmm. Facebook, and that's somewhere I would post when we're doing events like that. And also other gigs that I do. I have had a couple gigs since I last saw you, Catherine's Steakhouse in Ridgeland, Two Rivers, which is right there in Canton at the interstate. Mm-hmm. Both of those with a girl named Shane, Shane Foshi, who I work with. And fortunately, even though I've been sick, I was able to make it through those gigs,
mm-hmm.
and
what do
sing.
You do for your throat? I mean, when you have a raspy and you have a cough, what's your remedy? Home remedy?
It really varies. With this one that I've had, and maybe it's a combination of this one and getting a little older. I just have to have something there, a beverage of some type. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a Diet Coke, sometimes just water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the past, I've also had times when I simply had a different kind of sore throat, and when I was playing out somewhere that had beer, I might drink a few beers,
yeah.
and it just seemed to loosen up. Although, lots of times, those things, some people say they're not good for you, you know, like with beer especially, because you may push yourself beyond the limit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Last time you were in, you gave me several of your CDs, and I have really been enjoying those a lot. You do recording. How many CDs and songs have you recorded? Do you know right off the top of your head? And how can people access that?
Okay, 11 CDs.
Uh-huh.
So they go back quite a ways. Five or I think it's six of them are archived on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know my name, you can search it there. Now, smalltownmusic.com is my website. It's not super interactive for buying gear and stuff, although I have my gear listed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's also got a record page. Like on the home page, I've got a Facebook icon, a CMC Records icon, and an eBay store icon, all those things. And on the CMC Records page, there's actually a discography. Is that,
mm-hmm.
how you say that?
Yeah.
There. And so from the top down, you can scroll down. Since my last official project was 2011, my first one goes back to about 80, 84, 85.
Really? Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And I was living in Nashville at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're archived there, and a lot of them, there's samples of the tunes. And some I have no hard copies of, and I've scrambled. I think I've got MP3s of everything now,
mm-hmm.
even going back to the old ones.
Well, for our listeners who are just tuning in and not familiar with Frazier Riddell, you need to check that out. I'm so serious. Smalltownmusic.com. Find out about his music, also about the store that he owns. Great personality there. Frazier, before we go to break, I want to go into a song. Can we do that?
Yes, sure.
I was listening to, you do several songs, some songs about Mississippi, and I think that's very appropriate, but I was listening to your CD called Mississippi, I think,
mm-hmm.
and the name of the song is Mississippi, What's what's called? Set it up for us. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know if there's two versions of it on that CD or not. I think the other version may be somewhere else. So is that the kind of bluesy version that starts out slow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's got – that was the early days of the store when I recorded that.
Okay.
And I had an empty room, and I had a little PV 30-watt tube amp in there. Got plugged up an electric guitar and was kind of finger-picking, and I went, man, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the bass track of that. There's also like some keys jingling on there in one spot, and there's but the song, you know, I am from here, and that really influences everything in my life, my upbringing, mm-hmm. for good and bad,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that comes across in songs, and sometimes I attempt for it to. Now this one is it's got family mentions in it. You know, because the second verse talks about my daddy was a farmer. Cotton was my silver spoon. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, raised in a very blessed way, having more than many other people did.
Yeah.
And I might have had other friends that had more than me that I was jealous about. But now that I've gotten older, I realize I had a lot.
Absolutely. Well, let's listen to it, all right? Okay. It's Frazier Riddell, and the song is called, appropriately, Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm from way down yonder, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. My daddy was a farmer, cotton was my silver spoon. Yeah, boss man was a farmer, God was my silver spoon. He prayed for rain and found the favor of the sun and the moon. Way down yonder, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-B-B-I.
Frazier Riddell, and the song is Mississippi. Now, you were talking off the air while we were listening to that. Tell us about the harmonica player.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to Robert Moten. A lot of people call him Moto in Canton, Mississippi. He's still around, and he worked for my father on the farm for years and years, Later in life, he ended up helping take care of my father, and he was like a family member, but he also plays harmonica. So there's a track on that CD that's got him playing, just messing around through that same amp in that same room that went, you know, in that period of recording. Mm-hmm. And that's his harmonica playing on there, which I was able to piece in and put in that song.
You know, last week I had Bill Abel on, and you guys are friends. I know that. And,
yeah, I've known Bill for a long time.
That's that, you know, we were talking about that style of blues, and, man, that's holding up that culture, man, holding up that tradition, I think is great.
Well, that particular song, that track is a little different than what I do because I'm not playing a pick. You know, it's finger picking, so you got a lot of thumping with the thumb, up with the fingers, and you can do different stuff with that than you can with, like, what I mostly do, which is playing acoustic guitar and mostly playing with a pick.
We're speaking with Frazier Adell. He's live in studio, and I think when we come back, we'll you brought your guitar, so you want to do a live tune for us here in just a bit?
I'd love to play for the people out there.
All right, we're going to take a break here. This is That's What's Happening. I'm Jim Thorne on 103.9 WYAB. It's now 22 minutes after 8. I'm Jim Thorne. That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. Our guest in studio live, Frazier Adell from Small Town Music, a musician, songwriter, and a singer. Frazier, I got to ask you this before we let you take off on a tune here. But, you know, I was thinking on the way over, back in the older days, you know, when I was playing bass guitar sort of from, you know, as a kid, you had an amplifier, bass, treble, and volume. And, you know, things have changed so much since then. We were talking about this last tune that you played. It was just, you know, kind of a in that setting. You know, talk about the technology today. Is it a good thing? Where do you think that is?
The technology is good, just taken in perspective.
Yeah.
I would still go buy an old 16, you know, if money were no object, I'd go buy a 16 or 24-track analog machine and always record that way as far as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology also, it's funny because you find the old amplifiers, and some of them will say bass, vocal, guitar, on one little amp that's like 5 watts with a 10-inch speaker.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, it's a lot different these days because you don't see that much. I mean, you know, it transformed from that to everybody's got their own rig.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology, I don't know. It's with you've got some things that were made in the 60s that still should be being made.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can't say that across the board for everything. There have been some great things, but, you know, our country and the way it is and producing things overseas, that's certainly not all good because the disposable age, as well as being at a Walmart in your microwaves and in your coffee makers, has also come to the music industry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Frazier, you've got your acoustic guitar set up, and you're going to do a live tune for us. Talk about what this is going to be.
This is one I wrote about 2.5 years ago, I think. I lose track of time, so it may be 3.5. I don't know. And I really kind of finished it on the way to Connecticut. My wife is from Connecticut, so for years I've been going back there. She's a damn Yankee, but she's found many friends here in Mississippi. But going up there, I only mention that because this song never really had a title, and I don't know if it still does, but when it makes a project, which it hasn't, it may be called Anthem, because I remember going to Connecticut and sitting on the back porch having a few drinks and playing a couple tunes, and I played a couple new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister-in-law goes, "That sounds like an anthem." So who knows why? You know, and then I played it a year ago at a Easter week.
Mm-hmm.
And much to my surprise, you know, I didn't make it through the song without crying.
Wow.
And then I realized some of the other meaning behind it, really, because the second verse is kind of heavy, but I was really thinking about somebody, a friend of mine, going through a tough time with his sickness and his family with his wife. And then later on, I kind of realized I think part of it was also about my father, who at the time was bedridden. And so we went through many years of that. And you know, growing up in the South, it's real easy to be stoic, not show emotions. And that's, you know, the way it is. So I don't know. I guess that's enough to set it up.
All right, let's go. Frazier Adell.
I got shoes and I got shelter.
There's never been a day I had a doubt that I'd have food and I'd have water. So what's this aching heart all about? Picking my guitar, singing to the air, wondering if this life is ever really fair. But who am I to think that you might bear my pain over and over again? And who are you that I might think you take me just as I am, over and over again? We all got friends who have seen hard times that would make a man a stone break down and cry. How can I keep perspective as I sit and watch a loved one slowly die? Double-edged sword, hell and heaven's war. Wonder what it is we're really fighting for. And who am I to think that you might bear my pain over and over again? And who are you that I might think take me just as I am, over and over again, over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Carry on, brave believers, and don't forget the children should be told that the truth about our Father is something bricks and mortar cannot hold. How we treat each other, that's our Calvary. How we treat ourselves makes us bound or sets us free. And who am I to think that you might bear my pain over and over again? And who are you that I might think you take me just as I am, over and over again, over and over again, over and over again? Over and over again, over and over again, over and over again.
That's awesome. Frazier Riddell, live in the studio. That's what's happening, 103.9 WYAB. We're going to continue the program with Frazier. When we come back, we're going to have a break now for the CBS Market Watch. Stay with us. It's now 24 minutes until 9 o'clock, and a very good morning. I'm Jim Thorne, and the program That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. Well, we're fortunate to have in studio with us Frazier Riddell. He has Small Town Music in Canton, Mississippi, and just a fantastic musician, singer, songwriter in our area. And Frazier, you know, we talked about this last time. We are very fortunate to have a high caliber of musical talent in Mississippi, and a lot that we take for granted.
I completely agree with that. You see a lot of the talent that is out there, and but lots of times to make it on a higher scale, they have to leave and go to Nashville.
Which is unfortunate,
It really is, but there's tons of talent around here. And I don't know if the window of opportunity for those talents is, in my opinion right now in the industry, is even smaller in a way because of you've got a lot of electronic that's come into the industry, and it's overshadowed a lot of just pure natural talent that was all that you had to present yourself, say, in the 50s or the 60s.
The accusation to the halftime Super Bowl, lip-syncing, you know, you just you know, that just you just have to wonder, that's you know, where, how far can that go without going back to that raw talent that you say that we know and appreciate.
Was Bruno Mars, was he lip-syncing?
I don't know. I saw a headline, but
I didn't think he was.
Yeah.
Well, and I think he is super talented, personally.
I think it was the guitars is what they were saying. Maybe that, not lip-syncing, but they were kind of looking at the guitars or something. I don't know. Anyway. But listen, you know, your music, it really blends a lot of different styles. We're talking country, blues, you know, rock and roll.
Gospel,
that's right, yeah. And that's, I mean, that's not unique, but it's kind of cool that you blend all those things together.
Yeah, well, I lived in Nashville for 10 years, and one thing I can say is I never felt, when I was there, I did not embrace what was there. Mm-hmm. And part of it was just not feeling, you know, like I could have tried to go to some publishing house and been a staff writer. But to be a staff writer, you got to wake up in the morning, go have a cup of coffee, and write a meaningful song, and write something. And that's a legitimate thing. I mean, that a lot of good songs have come that way because those are human beings writing it still.
Yeah.
And but I've just always, you know, I write three songs in a week. And then I write nothing for months and months and months. That's the way I've always been, and as I've gotten older, it hasn't changed.
I wanna play a song or cut. This is an instrumental version. I was listening this morning to the your acoustic guitar CD, As He Sleeps, and one of the things on here that really caught my attention is you say you've tuned the guitar in this album seven different ways. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I wrote the tunings down, so it's I listed them somewhere on there. But with open tunings, you know, some artists have done that over the years. Neil Young was big for, I think, dropping the E strings down to D, and it opens up what you can do with the guitar. Bill Abel, who we spoke of, he probably uses some open tunings at times. But allows, with a guitar player, standard tuning is tough to do an instrumental song with chord and melody unless you're an advanced jazz player like, say, Barry Leitch out of Jackson, a great musician. He'd be more likely to be able to do that. But with open tunings, it opens up being able to play a melody, having that drone underneath, and you're having two things at once. And I've found that open tunings is all that does it. With this one, I just experimented. You know, I tuned this string this way. One, you know, like I think a couple of them on there are very close to each other, maybe one note apart. But I'd come up with something where I'd strum the guitar and it would sound like this, you know. Strum the guitar and it would sound like this. And then from there, I had to memorize the song. Those songs, Jim, if I was to do them, I told you this earlier, I'd have to go back and learn them because they're not something I would do very often.
Well, let's listen. This is, again, from Frazier Riddell's CD, As He Sleeps, and let's play a cut. It's called For Paul. Is that all right?
For Paul. Yeah, that would be my brother-in-law.
All right. Let's listen.
From Connecticut.
Frazier Riddell. Oh, that's nice. It's Frazier Riddell, and the album is called As He Sleeps, and that little tune is for Paul. And, you know, Frazier, you were talking about tuning, different ways of tuning, and you've got it. You do have it written down next to that DGD GBD.
Which I think that's open G.
Yeah.
You know, I'm bad about not paying attention to details sometimes, but I should know these tunings by name because some of them are popular. Mm-hmm. I think this is open G. If that is, that's something that, like, Keith Richards used a lot and some other rock and roll guys did, because it just allows you to bang away. You can imagine an electric guitar just playing with the fingers through a really good amp with that open tuning. And as a matter of fact, I think that Honky Tonk Woman, I think that was done with an open G tuning. So it can apply to this, you know, that's so mellow and or rock and roll or anything.
Well, we're having a great time. Frazier Riddell live in the studio. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Thorne, and we're going to come back for our final segment with Frazier. Stay with us, 103.9 WYAB. It's 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. My name's Jim Thorne. The program, That's What's Happening, on 103.9 WYAB. And our guest in studio live is Frazier Riddell. And Frazier, you know, you were talking about the musicians here in Mississippi and the talent that we have. Who are some of the local guys and gals that have really made an impact on your musical career?
Oh, locals that have made an impact on my career. You know, I have to preface this. Number one, my music career began, besides five-year-old piano in my grandfather's house, marching band. You know, I'd have to say Jerry Cogdell had a huge, he's still around doing music, but those formative years of learning music, learning saxophone, mm-hmm. very important. Now, I went off to college, and then I had influences there, but I was kind of bucking the system. I wanted to do recording, and there was not that where I was. And then from college, I went on to Nashville. So my influences in this area were limited to when I moved back, mm-hmm. and that was in 95. So since then, I have had many influences with, I was in a swing band called Risque Ray and the Swing Set, and I was the horn player in that band,
yeah.
saxophone player.
Yeah.
And but those guys, I have to say, had an impact on me. Mm-hmm. Chuck Ripperton, who, you know, is not with us any longer. I played in a couple of bands with him. Denny Burks on the drums, and I mean, all those guys did. And then there's some other players that I would say have had a little bit of impact on me too, but my being around them is so limited. You know, Bill Abel would be one that would have as much as anybody simply because he lived in Canton for a mm-hmm. while, and we actually corresponded and worked together. Alan Burroughs, who's not even in music. I mean, him, because we did so many coffee shop nights,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he is a writer, and you know, so he's had, you know, he's had an influence on things.
Frazier, we've got time for one more tune. I want you to kind of tell us what this is going to be about, and let's hear it.
This is titled Flat Tire. The title uh-huh. came.
That's a Mississippi title, don't you think?
And I was sitting in the backyard on Peace Street in Canton, in the backyard of what used to be Steve and Mary Carol Patrick's house.
Okay.
They now moved out to Patrick Road, out close to where the family place is. But we were sitting in the backyard around a fire pit, and I played this tune, and I think somebody that was there that night said, you ought to call that Flat Tire. So that's where the title came from, as far as that. And drink another shot of cheer. Death might be close, but God's more near. I see it all like a spotlighted deer, frozen right here in my tracks. I babble like a prophet, sin like a saint, pretend that I can find out I can't. My wife looks at me like I'm sniffing paint. Something fell between the cracks. Call the neighbors, my house is on fire. Call the wrecker, I got a flat tire. Call the preacher, we'll all conspire and pretend that we understand. I
me some of this, give me some of that. I eat a lot of Cheetos and wonder why I'm fat. I love my dog and I love my cat, but I wouldn't eat but one of them hot. My son is yelling, it's time to light the grill. I try hard not to tell him to chill, cause he gives me that look like he never will. Let me call another shot. Call the neighbors, my house is on fire. Call the wrecker, I got a flat tire. Call the preacher, we'll all conspire and pretend that we understand. Pretend that we understand.
That's awesome. Frazier Riddell.
Jim, thank
that's
you.
That's what's happening. That's
thank awesome. You to all your listeners. Thank you to everybody.
You hear everybody applauding out there.
I just hope they get something out of it. They're important to your show.
Absolutely.
And to the world.
Frazier, how can people get your music?
Oh, the broadest way to check it out is smalltownmusic.com. Mm-hmm. Smalltownmusic.com. Now, there is a website called southernstories.com. I'd like to at least give a brief mention to Jim. Oh, don't space out, Frazier.
It's early, man. That coffee. I've got some more.
Jim Ritchie, who is a story writer, mm-hmm. and storyteller. He's had many segments, actually. He's got some that are on CD, and his stories have been on radio. But he decided to start a website, and he's got many writers on it. I may be the only musician at this time, but southernstories.com would be an interesting place to check out. And also, if you're a musician out there, email him if you've got projects and are interested in being involved in his website. He's open to anything. He's a local. And but iTunes, CDBaby.com. But I guess the central point would be smalltownmusic.com. From there, I've in my discography page, I've got links to my projects, links to CD Baby and iTunes.
Talk about your store, Small Town Music, a fantastic music store.
Love Small, thank you very much. We've had a tough time really making a living there, and my disclaimer would be I'm not a retailer. I am not a car salesman. I just never have been. But when I go to work, I get so consumed with work. So if you ever come in to visit me and I seem a little aloof, it's not because of you. It's because I'm consumed with business and everyday crud that, you know, regardless of my attempts to be a good Christian, sometimes, you know, makes me not be the most pleasant person to be around. And I have to give that disclaimer. But Small Town Music is an old family place. My father ran the cotton gin from 1950 to 2000. He retired. The place had been dormant for 6 years, running down, getting taken over by pigeons and rats and stuff. And so my wife and I were on the east side of town. And we decided to move to the west side of town. Mm-hmm. So we've always been on Peace Street for the 15 years we've been open. From the website, though, you can go to our eBay store. And that's always a good thing to do, because if you see a cool old something that I've got that's vintage, it may not even be sitting right there in the store when you walk in. It may be at my house. It may be in my studio. It may be in my lesson room. I teach about 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good way to see what's there. You can always call, and I don't know if we have official hours or not. We used to be loosely Tuesday through Saturday. Our motto is call before you haul. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's more like we're loosely Thursday through Saturday, but I'm still around mostly on Tuesday and Wednesday. But, you know, we do have to do other things away from there.
And what's the phone number?
601. You know, 859-8596. That's 2 859s and a 6.
All right, Small Town Music in Canton, Mississippi, smalltownmusic.com. Our guest this morning, Frazier Riddell. Frazier, thank you so much for coming in.
It's been a great show,
and we're going to probably hear this one again in the archives, so we'll let our listeners know when that comes up again. But we'll have you back live again.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Frazier Riddell on That's What's Happening. I'm Jim Thorne. We're going to come out, go back into news with an instrumental from Frazier from his CD. It's called As He Sleeps. Frazier Riddell, thanks again. I'm Jim Thorne. That's What's Happening. Until next time.